Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. You know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Welcome to episode 170 of the Bobbycast. These are all hit songs that were accused of plagiarism. And I'm here with video producer of the Bobby Bone Show, also part of the Sore Losers podcast, which you can check out. Just subscribe to the Sore Losers. Every day you guys do a sports show, right?
We do every day.
All right, producer Eddie from the Sore Losers. All right, do you understand this?
I am. Thanks for finally telling me what we're going to do a podcast on.
Well, I like to tell you sometimes because I want you to research stuff.
I'm excited about this.
On this episode, we'll talk about some of the biggest songs that were accused of plagiarism. And you also tell me what you think.
Okay.
We'll kind of play the game, and then Mike D will tell us how it ended.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a verdict on all these?
Yeah, are they all settled?
Except for one of them.
Okay.
Okay, that's cool.
Still in question.
Some of the songs, well...
Yeah,
we'll
let's go down
it.
The list.
All right, we will start with, do you know what this is, Eddie?
I do.
So, this is the Beatles.
Come together.
And so, in this song, John Lennon sings, here come old flat top, he come grooving up slowly. Right, remember that.
Okay.
Here come old flat top.
Flat top.
Right. And this is Chuck Berry, You Can't Catch Me.
Oh, boy.
Come on, flat top, he was moving up with me. Then come waving goodbye in a little old souped up jitney. I put my foot in my tank and
okay.
I be...
Okay, so again, you have...
Here come on, flat top,
Beatles.
Yeah, come on, flat top, he was moving up with me. Then come waving goodbye in a little old souped up jitney. I put my foot in my tank and I be...
It's crazy, huh?
Yeah, I don't think there was any secret about the Beatles like using Chuck Berry and this 50s American music as influence. So
you're absolutely right about that.
I'm saying straight up, he quoted that from that song.
In 1956, Chuck Berry recorded the song You Can't Catch Me for the movie Rock, Rock, Rock. Lennon said he used the song as inspiration while writing Come Together in 1969 for the Abbey Road album. Lennon was sued by producer Morris Levy.
Oh, so not, okay.
Who owned the rights to...
Yeah, come on, flat top. He was moving up with me, then come...
He argued, one, they're similar, and two, here come out flat top? That's the freaking same thing.
That's the same line.
Come on, flat top. He come grooving up slowly.
The lawsuit said that Lennon simply slowed down Chuck Berry's song. Otherwise, it's the same tune.
That line, at least, right?
I don't know. I definitely hear it.
Oh, for sure. There's no doubt.
Yeah, come on,
flat top.
I definitely hear the melody sped up. Or in the case of the song, I definitely hear it slowed down.
You're right.
Yeah, come on, flat top. He was.
And this one ended how, Mike D?
So John Lennon ended up settling by recording 3 songs and giving the money from that to Levy.
No way.
So he recorded
producer.
3 songs for the other guy.
Yeah.
Were the songs any good? Do we know?
It was Imagine.
I think they ended up on like a rare bootleg thing.
So it wasn't any of the big hits.
No.
Wow.
Lennon and Levy traded lawsuits for years afterward, which somehow resulted in Roots, a collection of rare Lennon bootlegs.
I mean, this was definitely a case of this guy like, all right, let's go after John Lennon. He's a Beatle. This is Abbey Road. This is a...
But also, they stole the song. It's not just to go after. Like, I would have gone after him, too.
I would compare it to modern day Jake Owen doing Jack and Diane, but going up to John Cougar Mellencamp and asking him,
I would compare that in no way, because Jake Owen, for sure, John Cougar Mellencamp made money from Jake's song.
Right.
He reached out to him.
I think John Cougar Mellencamp wrote that song. Whoever wrote the song, Jake reached out to him.
Right. So because there is, I don't know, you listen to this and like, they weren't trying to hide this. This is a straight ripoff. Who says, "Here come old flat top"?
Well,
here come old flat top.
People, yeah. All right. Here we go. Next up, remember this song?
Of course.
Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve came out in 1997.
Why isn't this under One Hit Wonders, right?
I believe they had another hit. It is a one hit wonder for what's. Yeah, it is a one hit wonder.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. So the guy who's the singer is Richard Ashcroft. He wrote the lyrics. But the instrumental backing was partially sampled from the symphonic version of the Rolling Stones song The Last Time.
Oh, wow.
The band had originally licensed 5 notes in exchange for 50% of the royalties. But the Rolling Stones manager, Alan Klein, claimed the Verve voided the agreement by using a larger selection. Here you go. This is the orchestra. This is the Rolling Stones version. I don't really hear the music.
I don't hear any of it.
It's that old guitar riff.
Here's a chance to change your mind. I do hear their guitar riff. Listen to this.
Bones.
Listen to this. I'm struggling to do it, but I can hear. Wow. That's the orchestral version, which you definitely do hear. But so the Stones use this. Huh.
If we're trying that hard to like hear the same thing, I mean, trash it. There's no case there.
You don't think so?
No.
Mike, how'd this one end?
So, Keith Richards and Mick Jagger ended up getting all the song rights to the Verve song.
What? That is crazy.
So they made all the money.
All the money.
Am I missing something?
No. No way, dude. Not even close.
It must be something we're missing.
Maybe. Maybe there's like a hidden track underneath.
So they got all that, huh?
Yeah, well, because it's the orchestra version who did it of the Rolling Stones song. And then the Verve used that orchestra version, and they used too many notes from that version.
So that.
Okay.
But so it's still a Rolling Stones song.
So first, this happened. And this happened. They did a version of the Rolling Stones song. And then they stole the derivative of the.
Got it. Because if you play that. No, you have two string versions, right?
But this is first.
Yeah.
This is second. This I definitely hear.
For sure, 100%.
And this is third. So because it rooted all back.
Okay, because those two orchestra clips.
I still don't hear those two, but I believe that they probably.
And who composed the second orchestra clip?
They were called.
The Andrew Oldham Orchestra. Yeah.
Okay, because that is a straight sample.
Ready? That is, yes. But that was only of that song. Okay, here we go.
Interesting. Whoa, this is a big one.
Who's that?
That right there is Vanilla.
Okay, and this is?
Queen.
Yeah, Queen and David Bowie.
Gosh.
So this is Ice Ice Baby, and it's... Under Pressure,
mm-hmm.
Queen and David Bowie. And so I remember when this happened, I was so young, but Vanilla Ice would be like, he's like, we didn't take that. Because he'd be like, there's this dun 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 dun, and ours is dun 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 dun.
I totally remember that too.
Yeah. Vanilla Ice. Because he had like a between.
And then we put a little shaker in there.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
And so was there a lawsuit here?
Yeah, they settled out of court, and David Bowie and Queen got songwriting credits. On Vanilla Ice.
So they probably got a large percentage.
Yeah.
No money exchanged hands. Like, you owe me.
No.
Except for the songwriter money. That's obviously.
Yep.
Maybe one of the most obvious of all time.
And probably the best scenario out of that, like, where you, as Queen, had a hit with it. And then on top of that, you got a hip-hop hit.
You got a bunch of money.
Two for one, man.
Yeah. Okay, we know this one, because this one is...
Oh, I remember this.
Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke, 2013. Robin Thicke and Pharrell wrote it.
Hey, hey. Hey.
And here is Gotta Give It Up.
Marvin Gaye.
Yeah. In 2014, the family of Marvin Gaye filed a suit alleging that Robin Thicke's 2013 pop song infringed on his 1977 song, which is right here. In addition to Thicke, Pharrell and T.I. were named in the suit.
Both producers of this, I guess?
I don't know how T.I. came into this. I guess T.I. rapped on it.
He raps on it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mike, what happened on this one?
So initially, they were going to have to pay $7.3 million. They got it down to $5.3 million and 50% of the song's royalties.
Wow.
Where did they come up with that figure? 7.3. They look at how much it's already made?
There must be a precedent already set.
Okay. That makes sense.
They probably look at consumption, a set precedent based on spins, downloads, mm-hmm. any sort of purchases, I would assume.
Do you think that's
yeah, I mean,
copyright?
I've heard this so many times, and I've heard it broken down. Yes, because the bass, it's not the whole song, but it's definitely that bass group.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think that they had said, too, I don't know if you heard about this, that I think Robin Thicke admitted, again, I'm just guessing, and I think I heard this somewhere, that he was using that as inspiration when he wrote the song. Did you ever read that?
I didn't see that, no.
Something like that kind of happened?
I felt like he wasn't fighting it very hard, so...
He's usually, like, you got me. All right.
When that happens, like, okay.
Yeah. Tried to get you guys. All right, here's another one. Mm-hmm. Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars in 2014. Now, a lawsuit was filed because Oops, Upside Your Head, because the different parts of the song, like when you hear this one... It's not Uptown Funk. This is not the part that was stolen.
No. It's the Uptown Funk.
That's it. Uptown Funk you up. Uptown Funk you up. Keep doing that. Keep doing that.
Uptown Funk you up. Uptown Funk you up.
Do it with this.
Uptown Funk you up. Say Uptown Funk you up. It's right on. Uptown Funk you up. Uptown Funk you up.
Yeah.
I said. Yeah, I mean, it's right on.
I'm back at you again.
Wow.
Radio station. W-G-A-P.
What do you think about this one, Mike? What happened?
So all four members of the Gap Band and the producer got songwriting credits, and they each got 3.4% of the song's royalties.
Dude, I love it. I love it. When it's a straight-up ripoff like that, it's like it's good. You cheer for the dudes from the 60s that are like just like out of the biz.
Chilling, broke.
Chilling, man. Hoping for something like this to happen.
Okay, here we go.
This one.
Coldplay, Viva La Vida.
Yeah.
Joe Satriani's If I Could Fly. He's a guitar player, Eddie,
yes.
By the way. You're going to hear the guitar. Melody's going to be guitar, right? I'm assuming. Satriani is copyright infringement against Coldplay and Capitol Records. They had a deal less than a year later. Listen, I absolutely hear it.
I hear it too, but it's cool.
I used to rule the world.
That's it, though. Bones. That
what do
to
you
me.
I know how this one ended, so I'm going to stay out of guessing.
I mean, from following the pattern of what's
been
happening.
No, don't follow any pattern. Just do you hear it?
Again, if I were the judge, I'd be like, look, man, it's similar, yes, but I'm not calling it copyright infringement.
It's, again, just playing the game here. For sure, that sounds like, rule the world. Those notes, for sure, sound like, rule the world. Then it starts to get a little, and really, it's like how many notes until.
Yes.
So, Mike D, how'd this one end?
So, they had a case, but it was dismissed, and then they settled out of court.
They still settled.
Yeah.
Wow. So, that's Joe Satriani and or whoever, his people, just keep going at it.
Under the terms of the dismissal, Coldplay does not have to admit to any wrongdoing.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I mean, the reason this really sticks is because of that.
And that's it.
Then turns to kind of fade off a bit. Eesh. I definitely would have to... That's not an easy no.
Not a fan of that kind of lawsuit. It's just too. It's
but
just,
if you were Joe Satriani and you wrote this and then you hear it, would you be like, oh my god, that's my melody?
I guess I'd give it a shot. Like, is that what they're doing?
Yeah, you would go, that's my melody, right? They have my melody. So got some money, but Coldplay doesn't have to admit any wrongdoing.
How much money was that, Mike?
They don't say.
They don't say on this
part of the deal. Right, we're gonna take a break and talk about this for a second.
Graduation season just around the corner. Turn to Job Genius for free advice on job searching, resume writing, interviewing, and tips to ace your first day on the job. Visit expresspros.com/jobgenius. Do that today or search Job Genius on YouTube. Let this educational video series be your guide to entering the workforce. Job Genius is brought to you by Express Employment Professionals, a leading staffing company that employs more than 500,000 people a year. Express offers good paying jobs and more than 85,000 companies, including roles such as customer service, sales, and accounting positions, as well as skilled labor jobs like drivers, forklift operators, welders, and CNC programmers. Apply now at expresspros.com and call your local office. You can even complete your application over the phone. An Express associate said, Express is the best. I'd recommend it to everybody I know. When you apply for a job, you need a callback, a chance to interview. Don't do it alone. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express, and Express has thousands of open positions. Expresspros.com or on the Express Jobs app.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Tecovas.com.
Tecovas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian. Premium cocktails on demand.
Wow. I have a few more here. Darling, I
will be loving you. Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran, yeah. Till 70.
Dan and Shay sue them? What?
No, he got sued.
Oh, he got sued, huh?
Bye. Let's
get it on.
Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On. Let's
get it on. I don't know, man.
TMZ reported in June 2018, Ed Sheeran was facing a $100 million lawsuit alleging he copied Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On.
That's so much money. Even to Ed Sheeran, that is a ton of money.
And what did the judge find here?
So this one's still pending. Ed Sheeran tried to get out of it in 2019 to get the court to dismiss it, and it's still up in the air.
Wow.
Because the judge said there's still similarities between the two.
The vocal melody, not the same, but that's correct. Not the question here.
It's just the, so it's the musical.
The music. Just try to listen to the music. Baby, my heart, let's get it on.
Let's love, baby. Let's get it on. I can't sue for that. Like, to me, I mean, well, let's break down every song that has the same chord progression, same beat. I mean, we'd be here
forever.
Well,
that's the thing. You know, another one we should pull up, as I go through these, is the Tom Petty, Sam Smith. Because that was a recent one.
Yes.
Oh, it is on here? Mm-hmm. Oh, do you remember we were in the car once, and I was like, it was when Sam Smith first started.
Yeah. And we were even trying to think, what does this sound like?
I was like, I don't think it's up here on my wall, Mike.
Yeah, we were listening to it in the van, I think, and you're like, I was in the back, you're in the front, and you're like, Eddie, listen to this. What does this sound like to you? And we were like, it does sound like something. What is it?
It's like, this is different. This is not the song. This is a different song.
Yeah.
So, Sam Smith, oh, won't you stay?
So won't you stay with me?
That's it.
When I won't back down. We're like, dude.
Sam Smith was singing "Stay with Me," and I'm going, that's not the words of other times I've heard this song.
But again, melody in that, vocal melody in that one, like, yes, vocal. Stay with me, 'cause you're all I need. Here, sing the Tom Petty to this.
In you can let me. No, to me, that's not here. It's right here. Stay back down. Me. No, I won't back down. Yeah. That to me is where it is.
Yep. Was this a lawsuit too?
Mike D?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I felt so proud of myself. Yeah. I heard it so early. Like, as soon as the first time I heard the song,
was organic.
I was like, this is not him.
Hey, stop the car.
You see, somebody shouldn't be singing. Like, I sued him and got no money for me. I sued him for just Tom.
We were like somewhere in California. Like, stop the car. Hey.
Your Honor, I'd like to sue for Tom Petty. He's not here and he knows nothing about this. This is not fair.
Rest in peace.
It was out of court, but Tom Petty is now a songwriter on that.
Oh, yeah. So he's a songwriter. Yeah. I mean, stay
back down. Come on. Because
So Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne, who wrote Won't Back Down, are songwriters now on Stay With Me.
Fun fact, good Jeff Lynne is always the fourth guy that we're always like, who's in the Traveling Wilburys? It's
Roy Orbison.
Tom Petty.
Bob Dylan. And
who's the other guy?
George Harrison? No.
No, he is, isn't he? Yeah, George Harrison's in there, so there's a fifth.
Jeff Tweedy?
No,
that's Wilco. That's Wilco. Yeah.
It's the dude in the sunglasses and the beard.
I can't believe we forgot George Harrison.
I know. That's the most famous one.
Okay. There you go. Let's see.
I like that. What do you...
You want more?
Yeah. Oh, there's more?
Yeah, I got like one or two more.
Okay.
What are you going to say?
What do you think about all this? Like,
it's hard. I'm very happy these laws exist. I hope that the people that are making the decisions on these laws are well-versed and either surrounding themselves with people that can help them. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. You're dictating art.
Art. That's the hard part.
But because there's financial ramifications, you have to have somebody do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad. It's just hard, like chord progression. Like if you have a guitar that's tuned?
Yeah.
Like we can give you an example here, just kind of playing. This is something Eddie and I do.
Oh my God, we do this for fun.
We do this because we're such nerds. Like, do Luke Combs. Like, do that whole thing where you can just. What song would that be?
So. She broke my heart. Oh, how's it start? She got the best of me. She broke my heart.
Now switch it up and keep the same chords going and hit a different one.
There you go.
Well, she rolled in with her hair in the mess and I'm up it without warning.
Now keep going. I'll do one that's not Luke Combs. Ready?
Go.
Talladega. Yeah. I mean,
was the song before? Yeah.
There's so much similarity. I mean, you're talking about moving a finger. And you're talking about, there are so many of ours. I wish I had a guitar. There's so many like the dumb songs that we write.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, I use like six chords.
Well, there are only so many chord progressions.
And Tom Petty is the king of using very,
yes.
Like play Free Fallin'.
Easy. Yep. It's three chords.
And it's a D.
It's D to G.
And A.
Then D, A. That's it.
Oh, and I play those chords with a different tempo. I went yesterday to see my mom in store. I went yesterday through the door. I mean, we just took Free Fallin' and turned it into... It's difficult, and it's a judge having to make a decision.
And that's why I feel like on some of these where they're like, oh, that's the same chord progression, like Ed Sheeran. And
I think it's got to be more than chord progression.
Which is still pending. It's just like everything.
But melody is a big
vocal
part of it.
Vocal melody is huge.
Or musical melody. The Joe Satriani one. Which is like,
you're right.
You know, I used to rule. And then,
yeah. Oh, it's so tricky. And I guess we just want everyone to be honest, like these songwriters, like you're creating a song, try your best, and you think that everyone's just being honest and it's an accident. I don't know.
And most, listen, I've had friends that have been involved in these lawsuits and they're like, I swear to God, I must have been listening
right.
to something. But again, to be totally transparent, as someone who writes jokes sometimes, I have probably heard people tell a joke, thought, that's super funny. It sat in my subconscious. A similar circumstance happened around me that joke was about.
And
I was like, oh, I have an idea.
You steal my jokes all the time.
Shut up.
And one day you will see me in court, buddy.
Can you imagine?
The raging idiots are suing
about
each
my
other.
Your wiener with mine.
That's
so
funny.
So I do. It's tough.
What else you got? Oh yes, this is a good one.
Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison Blues.
I played this one for my 11-year-old the other day, and he was even like, whoa!
After this was released, this guy named Gordon Jenkins was like, wait, that sounds like my song. And he wrote it for another artist, Beverly Mayer. Johnny Cash said he wrote the song after seeing the movie Inside the Walls of Folsom Prison while he was in the Air Force. He took the melody and many lyrics from a song called Crescent City Blues. He didn't change it crap on
No, he didn't.
Same first line.
City, probably...
I mean, just take the blues out of it, and maybe it'll help you out.
Here you go.
I hear the train a-coming.
It's the same freaking first line.
It's Johnny. Rolling round the bend, and I ain't been kissed, Lord.
He changed like three words.
Oh, it was an accident, I promise.
I never heard that other one, Your Honor.
Have you heard my other song, Ring of Fire?
Mr. Cash. Mr. Cash, Ring of Fire was also not your song? Because that song was this June Carter Cash's sister, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. After the live version of the song in 1968, Jenkins sued Cash, and they settled for $75,000, which is different money at that time.
Yes.
A lot more money.
And that one's deserved.
Bonus. Like, those are the 10, but here's a bonus one.
Yeah.
This one never went to court. It was never settled.
Nope.
But it's just one that I thought it gets called out a lot. Green Day has a song called Warning.
Yeah. I don't know what you're going to compare this to.
The Kinks. This is called Picture Book. Okay.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing that's kind of itchy about this. That's a scale.
It's a regular scale.
It's like when you play guitar, you can play a scale to note.
Pentatonic scale or something. I don't know what it's called.
Let's just call it all sounds are in a box.
Yep.
And that's one box that you can play that kind of runs you all the way up and down the box.
So is that why they just kind of got away with...
It is. Can you rip off a scale? Yeah. Isn't that the question?
Because he tried to sue him and they were like, we didn't steal that from you.
Yeah, like I learned that in grade school.
Yeah. It's almost like a public domain, in my mind, a public domain type situation. Like,
right.
It's been around forever. You can't still row your boat.
Right, because it's public domain.
Yeah. Like,
that's a good point.
It's like, I don't own it, but you don't own it.
Right.
So good luck. Like, if I were to record Mary Had a Little Lamb. Mary had a little lamb, but you'd also record Mary Had a Little Lamb. Okay, sue me. You didn't own it then either.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you think you wrote it, it existed far before you.
Wow, good point.
So, yeah, that's one. Interesting, huh? And that's the case.
But, I mean, at the same time, come on, guys. Y'all wrote a song with a scale.
Yeah. That's funny, too.
All right, there you go.
That was fun, man.
Yeah, am I doing a spot? I already do it.
You already did it.
All right.
There you go.
You didn't remember that?
I did it earlier. I thought I'd know if I had another one or not. There you go. Eddie, thank you very much.
Yeah,
always fun to talk music with you. Check out Eddie on the Sore Losers podcast. It's a sports show they do like 4 to 5 times a week, huh?
Yeah, we try to do one every single day.
Yeah. So if you're into sports, check out the Sore Losers, where they claim to be experts in everything. But
we're not.
But, you know, who knows? There you go. Thank you for hanging out with us. That's a good one. And now... check out one of the past episodes. Oh, by the way, Caroline Hobby will be up. Listen, when you hear this, it may already be up. Check out Caroline Hobby's new podcast called Get Real with Caroline Hobby, where she talks to a lot of the wives of country stars.
It's so good.
It really is so good.
Because you know the country stars and you just wonder, like, who's the wife? How did they meet? Like, how does she help him do what he does or she or whatever?
Like, check
amazing.
Out Caroline Bryan, Luke Bryan's wife, and she has a new one up with Jana Kramer, and so it's good. It's called Get Real with Caroline Hobby. Check that out. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to Bobby Guys, everybody.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.